Probably any radio host in Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. Yeah. We're nothing. We're piss.
Well, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Can? Is that Can Crush Jack?
You son of a bitch.
So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
You son of a bitch.
This is not a show on trying to be like somebody.
Son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
So basically, he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries.
Bitch.
The magic Jack Klassen.
You are listening to the Jack Klassen Show.
Western movies.
Yo, K-Bear Mornings, check it out, brother, what's happening, guys, what's happening, fellas, I can't hear you, I'm playing Motorhead very loud. How you doing, Red Pill Rapper?
I'm feeling good, Jack, happy to be here, nice. Brother, I missed you people, I sure did.
Wow, you people, there's only one person, me, thank you.
Did I stutter? I said you people, you know what I mean when I say that.
You're talking about white people.
That's right, copper thieves, bro. Copper thieves and Arctic snow monkeys.
That's awesome. God. I'm probably the only radio show in Montana that's slamming Miller High Life. That's as copper thievy as it gets.
That's right, ma'am. Yeah. They're not doing that at the Woody Show. You think they're doing that on the Woody Show? I doubt it.
No. I drink Miller High Life. I steal people's copper. Like, when people go on vacation, I target their houses so I can steal the copper from inside.
Yeah, well, there was that one time you just, like, made sure they weren't home, and then didn't they come back early or something like that?
I got caught stealing copper right out of their garage. I knocked down one of their walls just to get at their precious copper. I stole their... They had two Ford Aerostar vans, and I stole their catalytic converters.
It must be because I'm blonde hair, blue eyed, but when I get my hands on a nice thick roll of copper like that, just something in me fires up, man. I just like feel it. Nothing feels like that.
Nothing feels like just grabbing some copper and running.
Oh, nothing like it, brother.
I believe you. We're professional copper thieves. And we have Harry Hormones here, our trans member of the show. Are you there, pal?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, nothing much. How's melting plastic bags down to get estrogen working out for you?
It's going well.
Nice, that's awesome.
This is good.
You haven't missed any of your hormone treatments?
I don't think it's working.
No. Well, your voice,
what do you mean?
Your voice has gotten a little higher, which is nice.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
That's all right.
Well, you're reeking feminine energy right now. I'm kind of excited just listening to you.
Remember, it's not gay if he has a hole. You got a hole, Harry Hormones?
Hole?
Yeah, do you have a hole? Did you get the hole done?
Like Courtney Love hole?
No, not Courtney Love hole. Did you get the poop hole done?
Oh,
you know,
no,
trans people get, trans men get the poop hole done? You've heard about that, right, Red Pill Rapper?
Just from you, actually. Just from you.
Shit, pussy, dude. No.
Yeah, so I guess...
Because, yeah, can't the hole, like, extend?
Well, when trans men get the surgery to remove their pee-pee, apparently it stinks like poo, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of brutal. Like, can you imagine that? Like, you take your penis off, and then you just got a poo hole.
Well, dude, these poor bastards, man. Like, for us coming up, it was like, I don't know, we felt a certain kind of way about it. Like, what are you doing, dude? That's crazy. But now, kids are being told that, like, that is perfectly normal and healthy from such a young age. Like, you gotta just, I don't know, man, I just feel bad for these people now, because they got no hope, you know what I mean? You're being raised by the state, and they're teaching you that, like, it's perfectly natural. If you feel like a woman, you're a woman. It's a mess.
Well, me and you both know a guy who's, like, 25, 26, and got his vasectomy and vaccine all on the same day. Is that not right?
Who? Now, I actually can't remember who you're talking about. I remember this conversation. I can't remember, but you can't say the name, I guess. Can you give me a hint?
Starts with an S, ends with a Z. It's a Jack Klassen show. We're talking about local people up in Canada who are very, very young at 25, getting their vasectomy and vaccine all at the same time, and what a hellish existence that is. You know who I'm talking about?
No, man. I remember talking about that, but I can't remember who
it is. It doesn't matter because we're in the United States anyway. It's not like we're going to find it. That Sam Zaitlin guy that we grew up with.
Oh, I like him, man. He's good shit.
Yeah, well, he got his vasectomy and vaccine all on the same day.
Man, him and I got into a Facebook fight, and he hurt my feelings. And then I called him, and we just like went for a run together. It was a beautiful moment we had.
Nice.
Yeah, but you know what happened, man? I was at a bear meetup. Do you mind if I talk about something else for a sec?
Yeah,
it's like related.
Yeah, you can throw it up. Throw it on.
So I was at a bear meetup. If anybody's listening, the bears, that's like people that follow Owen Benjamin that like kind of appreciate what he's doing.
We're big Owen Benjamin fans.
That's right. I went to a bear meetup, and so these guys, they're all about just like homesteading, not, you know, not watching the news. It's basically like conspiracy theorists turned homesteaders, I guess. Badass. And we met this drunk guy at this campsite we were staying at. And we'd met him before. He was nice enough. We told him to come back. So he came back, and he was all drunk when he came back. And he starts being kind of weird around the girls. Like, one of the girls was talking about how, like, they've got a cow, and they get, like, non-homogenized milk, and they, like, give it to the neighbors and stuff like
raw
that.
He's milk. Going, raw
yeah,
milk!
Yeah, and he, and this drunk guy, we called him Slippery Todd.
Slippery Todd!
Corona. So Slippery Todd goes... He goes, oh, I just love that natural milk. Isn't it like a turn on? And everybody goes, what? And then he tried to change the subject. And this guy's like in his mid, like probably early 30s, trying to change the subject. He goes, yeah, well, I got a vasectomy. And all the girls scattered because they're like, you know, these are like bears, right? They're trying to like find a husband, have kids, start a cult, normal stuff like that. And they just scattered. And my one buddy looks up and he goes, oh, you're like one of those gay guys now. What? He goes, you can just pump all you want behind whatever dumpster you like with no consequences. Hey, cool, man. Cool. It's so glorious.
Can you imagine being 30 or under and being getting a vasectomy? Like, how insane that would be?
You're out of your mind.
Out of your mind.
You're out of your mind.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for posting the robbery video. That's badass.
What is this?
I don't know. We're screen sharing. It's a Jack Klassen show, K-Bear Mornings. God bless you. So, I'm just saying, if you're under the age of 40 and you don't have a kid or a family, or if you're not homosexual, there is no reason to get a vasectomy. And if you're homosexual, there's no reason to get a vasectomy. I'm just saying.
Right.
It's the funniest. It's the ultimate form of, I don't know, virtue signaling.
Well, it's just sad. It's like this. It's like this admission to the general narrative that humans are like parasites on the earth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like accepting that dog shit narrative that overpopulation's a problem. Like, what are you doing, man? Have kids. Live your life.
I listened to Al Gore, and Al Gore told me to not have kids, and that's it. Anyway, guys, when I get back from break, I'm gonna talk about Pippa Middleton and Tiddlyham Bumbershoot. Pippa and Tiddlyham Bumbershoot. It's going to be exciting. It's a Jack Klassen show. K-Bear Mornings. Also, Mitch, we won an award. We won the Radio Player Canada Podcast Network Award, brother.
No way.
Seriously. And I don't want to
accept it. What was it?
I'll tell you when we get back from break, brother. I'll tell you when we get back from break. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah, it's exciting. We'll be right back. It's a Jack Klassen show. We're winning awards. And I, frankly... I don't want this award, if I'm being honest with you. I want no part of it. Screw them. It's a Jack Klassen show. We'll be right back.
Yeah, so basically he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries. So basically what he wanted to do is he wanted to call the parent of an employee who was working in an industrial job. He basically got, you know, sucked into a wood chipper. It was like an accidental thing. It was initially it was a funny joke, and he kept pressing. He actually tried to contact the parents on the show, and he couldn't. At that point, he has been blacklisted. Basically, he cannot get a job in radio. So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host. So now he's basically homeless, living in his RV van.
Oh, no. It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Oh, sorry, I messed up. We had a technical problem there. My board cut out. It's a Jack Klassen Show. We're right back. How you doing, Mitch? You doing pretty good, Red Pill Rapper?
I'm feeling good. I'm dying to hear about this award, man.
So we won a podcasting award from Radio Player Canada. It's the podcasting. It's like the best. We were the best podcasting network. So that's the entire Jack Klassen Show radio network.
So that's me, you, and Karen.
Yeah, I got an award. Well, it's just me and you, but yes. So she was part of it. Everyone there did win this award. I think they're sending it to me in the mail. I told them I really don't want the podcasting award, if I'm being honest with you. I don't really feel like I need an award, and I don't really want to accept their award. They're not giving me money. They're not giving me a radio deal, and I don't want to be lumped in with podcast, frankly, if I'm being honest with you.
Well, I know what you mean, but I'm sure it'll help when we're applying for new stations. You know what I mean? It looks good on a resume, I do kind of feel the same as you. I don't know if I want to be associated with like the whole system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Screw the system. That whole podcasting system. That's right.
It's because
I don't know. It is, man, and it's a lot of shilling. It's like those awards should go to, like, the Daily Wire and Steven Crowder and these, like, half-measure pussies.
Hey, you know what?
You know why Steven Crowder isn't a half-measure pussy?
Why is that?
You don't think so?
Because he took a knee to the neck for 7 minutes.
That is true.
No, he didn't.
Steven
did
Crowder,
he?
Yeah, Steven Crowder did. He actually 9 minutes. He took a knee to the neck. Yeah. That's pretty good.
And that is pretty based.
Totally.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, give my reward to Steven Crowder, please. Please, I don't want the radio
for the
player
need a neck
anymore.
Record.
It's a Jack Klassen Show, K-Bear Mornings. We're a morning show. So Red Pill Rapper, you'll be all about this. I know you love the Queen in it. You love the Queen.
Oh, and Harry and Meghan.
Of all those people. So, get this. Pippa Middleton and Tiddlyham. This is a real name, by the way. Tiddlyham Bumbershoot did a wedding photo shoot, and it was big news. Everyone was creaming themselves over the Tiddlyham and Bumbershoot.
My goodness.
I know. That had me thinking, what are the worst white people names?
Ah,
Tiddlyham.
Right there.
Yeah, no, Tiddlyham Bumbershoot's, like, up there with, like, dude, if your name's Tiddlyham Bumbershoot, you have to be a pompous a-hole. There's no way
I'd rather have a mile-long Polish name than that.
Yeah, yeah.
I would rather have, like, my first name be Axel than Tiddlyham Bumbershoot. And I almost...
Tiddlyham Bumbershoot?
I almost was stuck with the name Axel, too. That's a long story. My mom really wanted to name me Axel after Axl Rose, and it's like, I'm so happy that she did not do that. I'm sorry. Your name is Axel. You are a douche. I'm sorry. Yeah, right? Thank God. That was my dad's move right there. He put the stop. He smacked my mom around and put the stop to me being named Axel. Axel? Get the hell out of here. So... I was thinking, what are the world's worst white people names? And I came up with a list of 10. World's worst white people names. It's a Jack Klassen show. Number one is Barnaby Fernsby. That's a horrible name. Number nine, Crispin McCloyd. Awful name.
That one's badass. I like that one.
You like Crispin McCloyd? That's a real name. These are all real names, by the way. Number eight, Grayson Loudy. That's a horrible name, Grayson. Get the hell out of here, dog. Number seven, Landon Bookritz. That's another douchey name. Great. Number six, Dick Swallow. Number six, Dick Swallow. That's an awful white guy name. These are all real names. Swallow. These are all real names, by the way. And number five, Nick Gurr. That's just, that's not an appropriate name for 2021. Nick Gurr.
Yeah, good luck, brother. Good luck with that name.
Right?
I went to high school with a guy.
Named Nick Gurr?
His name was Brian Niggas. N-I-G-U-S, Niggas.
They had to give him the whitest first name they could think of. That's awesome.
Number four, Brian Niggas. Number three, Willie Stroker. Classic. These are real people, by the way. Number two, Rusty Cunts, spelled with a K. That's a baseball player, by the way. Real names. These are real names, Red Pill rapper. Rusty Cunts.
All right, I believe you.
With a K. Number two, Jack Klassen. That's
number one.
That's a dig at myself. No, actually, number one is Hunter Biden. And actually, some new information was leaked from Hunter Biden's laptop. Queen Elizabeth, in 1964, took kids from a residential school in Kamloops and went on a picnic. The kids were never seen again.
Allegedly.
They were never seen again. Anyway,
allegedly.
I guess they found them eventually. They found 215 remains that were found at this residential school. This begs the question, what else is Hunter Biden hiding on that laptop? Oh, wait, I know. Malia Obama's Neopets account and illegal porn. That's
all right,
bit.
Ma'am.
That's a bit. It's a Jack Klassen show. I think that fell flat. Did that fall flat, Harry Hormones? I think that fell flat.
The list was good. The list was solid.
It was a solid list. It is true, though. They did find 215 dead kids at a school. That's kind of bad.
Man.
How can you hide?
At our church protest, man, somebody spoke who went to that school. Like, he was native when he was 5 years old. He talked about how he got put on a cattle car and shipped to that school. It was insane.
I heard the priest from the school where they found 215 dead kids in a mass grave. I heard that the priest there, the Catholic priest, would impregnate the native kids, and then when they were born, they would throw them into a furnace or like a wood fire oven. And I heard this from like five different native folk. Just saying. Snopes.
Wow, man.
Snopes.
Probably all in the name
happened.
Of Moloch. Oh, probably. Well, I say no more. Snopes said.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's pretty messed up. But, like, how do you, like, just forget about 215 dead kids? I mean,
well,
that's kind of hard.
They must have been killed, man.
So, yeah. 215 kids just don't drop dead suddenly.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, but, like, I think that, yeah, anyway, it's dark, man. Some dark shit.
Speaking of dark shit, have you heard, so we're familiar with mainstream media. Everyone likes mainstream media here on the Jack Klassen
Show. Big fan. Big, big fan.
I have a new segment on the show called Retard Alert. It's called Retard Alert, and
I love it. I love it already.
I found the most egregious article I think I've ever seen on castnet.net. By the way, the Jack Klassen Show, thoughtcrimes.ca, Jack Klassen Show Radio Network. We do not support castnet.net because, I'll be honest with you, oy vey, it looks like they're looking for another Showa. They released an article, is your cat killing wildlife? And whatever, I mean, that's a cool title. But I got to point out, cat is wildlife, stupid. So this is what they wrote. This is what castanet.net wrote that deeply offended me. I'll just read a little bit. He goes, Jeffrey Carpenter. What a lovely sight. Look at Patches, the cat, as she heads out for her morning jaunt in the fields near her home. How cute is she as she tiptoes through the dew-drenched grass, trying her best to keep her paws dry. See, I like, this starts off pretty good. Wouldn't you agree? Starts off pretty good. You got a cat walking through the field in the morning.
Seems like a non-story,
it keeps going nothing on. He goes, millions of cats do exactly this every day, and the outcome is always devastating for billions of wild animals and sometimes for the cat as well. Each year, about 5% of Canadian birds are killed by cats. 200.
Badass.
Right? That's what I'm thinking. It's awesome. You know, one year my cat killed over 20 blue jays, and I was very proud of my cat.
A blue jay?
Oh, dude, screw blue jays, man. They'll mock cats. They mock birds. Magpies. Every magpie that dies, if you can prove that your cat killed a magpie, I will send you $500. They are like the scumbags of the bird world. 269 million birds out of an estimated population of 10 billion, to be exact, were killed last year. 269 million birds were killed by cats. This is what this article is saying. They also say free-roaming cats live an average of 5 years compared to 17 years for indoor cats. By the way, that's a lie. My cat was an outdoor cat, lived to 21. During those 5 years, they can do irreparable damage to local wildlife. Plus, many other predators out there would happily snap up an unwary cat for dinner. Coyotes, in particular, seem to hunt cats in urban areas since cats are plentiful and generally less wary than most wild prey. First of all, that's bullshit. My cat... Harry Hormones, you can attest, my cat is always on the ball. If he had thumbs, he would stab me. My cat would circumcise me. And I'm sure that's the same for all cats.
How long would you have to be dead in your apartment before it started eating you, do you think?
3 minutes?
Minutes.
Yeah, seconds? But that's what makes the cat an alpha pet. A based and red-pilled pet.
Right.
But what... Anyway, why would you let your cat kill other animals? Because it's badass, retard. Are you like, dude, for real? It's badass. Anyway, so Jeffrey from Castnet goes on. Surprisingly, I have several friends who are devout naturalists, but willingly let their cats out, knowing the harm they do. This always puzzles me. If you cherish wildlife, why would you let your cat roam and kill wild things unnecessarily? I think I've already said it like 6 times. It's badass. Anyway, he goes, there are two distinct camps when it comes to this issue. Those who let their cats out because cats need to roam and exercise their hunting instincts. No shit. And those who know it's harmful and wrong and want to protect wildlife. Around the world, this debate rages and has done so for many decades. Many decades. Thank you. In 1916, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I just wanted to say that 1930s Germany said the same thing about Jews. And frankly, Castnet, I don't like that you are... not only are you tolerating this anti-Semitic article, you are publishing these anti-Semitic articles, which probably makes you close to Hitler. Just saying, dude.
Well, it's thinly veiled white nationalist rhetoric. It's very thinly veiled. It's dog whistling is what it is.
And get this. This really kind of proves my point. The writer of this article writes, domestic cats are a threat to biodiversity. I'm sorry. That's
what do you want us to say? What do you want us to say, Castanet?
He also writes the domestic cats run the banks. That was kind of weird. That was like out of left
field. That's like a half, like it's true. There's a lot of cats that run a lot of these banking institutions, but it's just because they work hard. They work harder than the dogs. They work a lot harder than those dirty dogs.
Dogs are pieces of crap. Oh, he also writes in bold letters.
You all know that.
Canadian
dogs
cats
are lazy.
Kill up to 348 million birds a year. Yeah? So? Birds are dicks, dude. Birds aren't any good. They don't have arms. They don't have proper legs. They can't do nothing. I want more birds to be killed, Jeffrey.
Well, if you pop a tire on the side of the highway, a bird's not going to help. A bird's just going to keep flying around because they think they're better than us because they're up in the air. Not like a cat and not like those dirty dogs, those lazy, dirty, rotten dogs, man.
Damn straight. You don't know how many times I've had a blown tire on the corner of the freeway and I've had a cat help me change my tire? Happens at least once a year. Right, Harry Hormones?
Never have I ever had that happen for me, unfortunately.
You've never had a cat help you change your tire?
Nope.
You're missing
They're great for that. And I always get low interest loans. They always give me like really low interest on mortgage rates and stuff like that. I've got horrible credit, but they just, you know, they keep lending, so it's good.
Cats are awesome. Also, he writes in bold lettering, he goes, cats can become disease carriers. Once again, Zyklon B. What do you want to do? Zyklon B? Every single cat? You sicko? You sicko?
Wow.
Okay, so he goes, eventually down the article, this Castnet article, he goes, how do we tackle the problem? Well, what can be done? The trap, neuter, release? Or trap, neuter, return movement is well-funded and entrenched as part of the solution for cat problems. You want to sterilize every cat?
And what do you mean, the cat problem?
Yeah,
what is that supposed
exactly.
to mean?
Exactly. What do you mean? I have a feeling he won't tell me. He'll just say the cat problem.
Classic. Classic. Thinly veiled.
Yeah, exactly, brother. So next time you want to write Jeffrey Carpenter... Next time you want to write an anti-Semitic article, please take 5 seconds and chill the hell out, brother. I'm never... Yes?
Can I swear, Jack? Can I say the F word?
You know what? For this article, you can.
Fuck racism.
Thank you. And that's what Jeffrey Carpenter is. He's being the ultimate racist and the ultimate anti-Semite by writing that Castnet article. Am I not right?
It's a disgrace.
It's a huge disgrace. Huge disgrace. It's absolutely horrible. By the way, it's Jack Klassen's show. I'll be honest with you. Halfway through the cat article, I realized that I was drunk.
Here we are.
I wasn't really expecting that. It's a Jack Klassen show morning show. Don't worry. I'm going to wait 45 minutes before I drive into a school zone. That's my number one place. If I'm drunk, I just like automatically go, damn, dude, I should be driving right now. There's nothing more American and more freeing. Really, right?
That's really messed up, Jack.
What? Seriously? Hey, you can't say anything, pal. You know how freeing and how good you feel drinking and driving?
You know what? I was, I guess, kind of enjoying myself before I got pulled over.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing that ruins drinking and driving is getting pulled over by the cops.
Yeah, or killing your other people and yourself.
Nothing bad has ever happened drinking and driving. That's an old wives' tale.
Is that science? Where'd you get that science, Jack? How'd you know that?
I read it on the back of the Miller High Life 12-pack I got. By the way, I dispensed very poor life advice to the women at the liquor store today. So I go buy my 12-pack of Miller High Life, and you know the girls at the liquor store are very nice. They're very cool people. I like them. They seem like very nice people. And they asked me, they wanted my advice. They said, hey, this cute guy came into the liquor store. This is a true story, by the way, Red Pill Rapper. He goes, cute guy came into the liquor store and he wanted me to come up to his house for beer pong. And do you think I should go? And I'll be honest with you, in my head I'm going, well, if you're my sister, I would tell you no. Like, no, don't go
right,
to this random course. Just get beer pong. But at the same time, I'm like, I want to help these bros out. I want to get these guys, you know, I want to get these guys laid. You know what I mean?
That's quite a dichotomy. What'd you do?
Well, I told him, I said, you know what? I said, if the guys were cute, screw it. Go up there, go play ping pong, beer pong with them and see how it goes. Obviously, the girls wanted to bang the guys. I know the one chick had a boyfriend. I don't know what she did, but, you know, I encourage that. But I got my update. I just got a text message from those girls at the liquor store. And they
What'd they say?
They told me they're having a very fun time playing beer pong. So I got some boys laid today, and they'll never know. I think that's like
wow,
the greatest
man.
Like form of charity.
I don't think that's the correct word at all.
But you don't think that's a great form of charity?
Well, I'm inclined to think maybe you sent those girls further into the darkness, you know what I mean? Because that's not a good lifestyle, going around getting stuffed by dudes with, like, beer all over them and shit.
She said the boys were hot. She said they were hot boys.
Yeah, but they're probably...
They're probably slimy.
They're probably bad on the inside.
Oh, dude, 1,000%.
And there's a... Well, and there's a pandemic, Jack. There's a global pandemic. Haven't you heard?
Screw the pandemic, dog. I'm about getting my boys laid by liquor store ladies. That's what I'm about. That's what the Jack Klassen show's about. God. Harry Hormones, when was the last time you got laid by liquor store ladies?
Never.
Never? When was the last time you got laid by liquor store guys?
Never.
Never? I don't think that's a lie. I think that's a lie, brother.
Never.
What about that bridge incident?
The ski lift?
Huh? What?
Ski lift incident?
Yeah, the ski lift incident. What happened there?
Whatever happened there, a couple kids got crushed to death.
It's a Jack Klassen show.
That's all I can say about that.
Good morning. So, Red Pill Rapper, I've had a couple of black pilled weeks here on the Jack Klassen radio show network. I haven't even uploaded the show online because I didn't want my enemies getting a whiff on how awful and just totally depressed and horrible the show's been. I'll be completely honest with you. I think it's been awful. First, it started out with me threatening to take the station hostage, which ended with the general manager emailing me and sending me like 10 phone calls being like, hey, what's going on? I got that figured out. I'm not taking anyone at the radio station hostage. Okay.
I'm glad to hear it, Jack.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it.
And I can't believe I just drank those 3 Miller High Lifes and I'm just like smashed. It's a Jack Klassen show. Red Pill Rapper, what have you been up to?
Been wild,
yeah,
man. It's been
a
while. I know. I'm sorry, dude. Life's been insane. It's been crazy. I've gotten like pretty involved with the church. We're doing outdoor church protest. It's badass. It's just like outside. We play good music. Everybody dances around. There's flags. It's a good time. And actually, we have a mutual friend, Brianne.
By the way, caller. She is a caller into the Jack Klassen show. She's called in several times.
She's you know, had quite the ride in this life, and she found Jesus, man. She found Jesus.
Isn't
she was at
beautiful?
Church, and yeah, we had a, like, she came in, everybody was, like, crying and praying, and the music was going. It was really cool. She got baptized, too.
That's awesome. Good for them.
Yeah, man, it was a good time.
It's too bad all that stuff's fake. It's too bad. It's too bad there is no God. There is no heaven. There might be a hell, though.
Can I ask you something, Jack?
I might be living in it. What's up, brother?
Is it wrong to eat babies?
To eat babies?
Yeah, is it wrong?
Is it wrong to use foreskin as facial moisturizer?
Tell me, Jack, is it wrong to eat babies?
Depends. Are we talking human baby or are we talking cow baby? Because
yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah. Is it okay for a human being to eat a human baby that's alive and you're not starving to death?
Harry Hormones, I'm going to have to take this over to my lawyer, Harry Hormones. Is it all right
no.
to eat a lot? No?
No.
Well.
Okay. Jack, do you agree with that? Do you think it's wrong?
Well, listen. I don't want to judge I don't want to judge people from other countries, okay?
Is it wrong for a white person to eat a white baby?
Yes, 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 that's the way.
Okay, that's wrong. Me. Yes. That's wrong. Why is it wrong? Why is it wrong?
You're not going to get anything from it.
Is it? So that
get,
is what.
You'll get Pyron's disease? It's wrong because you'll get Pyron's disease? Mad cow? That's why people don't eat people.
The point I'm trying to make is that, objective right and objective wrong exists, and it's laid out very simply in the Bible. And without a base like that, everybody just decides what's right and what's wrong for themselves. But you have no authority to decide that stuff. You know what I mean? Because it's like you say, you can't judge someone for doing what they want to do if you have no objective understanding of what right and wrong is.
I just know that you're insulting the people from Brazil right now. And I think you should apologize to the nation of Brazil immediately.
Do they eat babies? Is that what you're saying?
Brazil and Haiti, yes.
Are they hungry? Why do they do it?
Probably because it's badass. I don't know. That's badass. Ask Jelaine Maxwell. She'll tell you. She'll tell you how badass it is.
Who do you think's eating more babies, Ghislaine Maxwell or Hillary Clinton?
Oh, Hillary Clinton, yeah, hands down.
Hillary Clinton, hands down. Now, what about Marina Abramović?
Oh, she's
or Hillary Clinton.
Okay, here's a good one. Here's a good one. Hillary Clinton or Garfield? Who's eating more human babies? That tight one. That's a tight race, brother.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to say Garfield. Just 1,000%.
I would say Hillary Clinton, man.
Really?
They get a long list.
They both do. I don't trust any cartoon cat. Any cartoon cat who's eating lasagna? I'm sorry, pal. That's a human food.
What is going on?
Calm down, cat.
What are you doing, Garfield? Yeah. What do you think you're doing?
Exactly. No, of course Hillary Clinton, she's a rapist and all that other stuff, and a murderer. It's a Jack Klassen show in Montana. I'm hammered. That's all I can say. I had this whole big thing set up, but I don't even care anymore. I just want to complain about how I can't use the intro anymore. We had a great show introduction, and now I can't play it.
What? Why not? You don't have the bumper set up?
It's outdated. It's the Jack Klassen show sample.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll play it right now. You can listen to it on the stream. It's a Jack Klassen show. But I gotta get a new show introduction, dude. This one is outdated. And that sucks because I love it. I wish it wasn't outdated, but some things are out of my control.
I thought you got hit by copyright
Canadian
or something.
Humor?
It has
no,
like a real edge
hit by
to
copyright.
It, and I think a lot of Americans
You'll
don't.
Figure
what
it
are
out.
You talking about?
It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe it's awesome.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio, and that's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Klassen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
You're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia, motherfucker. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
It's a 9.
9? Red-pilled rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Classic Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.
It's a Jack Classic show. Anyway, I think that's the last time I can play the intro.
Yeah, I see what you mean. That's an awesome intro, though, man.
It's fantastic, and I want to say, once again, oh, God, I'm drunk. I'm too drunk to be doing a radio show. God damn it. I stopped drinking for almost an entire month there. And now I'm just like, just out of it. But this is what I wanted to say. So we won the Podcast Networking Award. And I couldn't have done that without you, Red Pill Rapper. Karen1776, Harry Hormones, Jacob Autism, and Hexa. All you guys get my thanks. And frankly, if I'm being honest with you, and I think Red Pill Rapper agrees, the show as Jack Klassen, Karen1776, and Red Pill Rapper, that was a pretty strong lineup. You got to admit that. It was a solid lineup. And I've just been like freaked out. I'm like, how am I going to get another strong lineup like this? Last time this happened to me, I quit radio. For about 2 years, year and a half, I was like, dude, I can't get the chemistry going again. I felt lost. I felt like I had to reboot the show. That's why I was really bummed out when it was like, okay, I took the Karen loss, and that's a whole thing by itself. I once again love that person, greatest person on sound effects ever. It's just needs some self improvement on my end time, which is whatever. And then I couldn't get a hold of you, Red Pill Rapper. So then it was just, oh, hey, look, it's Jack Klassen, which is fine because that's what I've done for most of my radio career. But I mean, dude, as Jack Klassen, Red Pill Rapper, Karen, we accomplished a few things. I got recognized and I got recognition from Kim Sabian, a radio legend. Manson, a radio legend. And I probably had 14 different radio stations interview me and try to figure out what exactly I'm about. And now I didn't necessarily get hired. I've also lost a lot of radio stations this year. But the fact that I was able to get back into that mode and to get back into the radio, whatever you call that, universe, was very important to me. And we were able to do it. And now it's just, I almost feel like I'm back to step one now. I have to figure, bring people on. Christ, I was on Russian forums because I wanted to bring on Russian people that could barely speak English as like a second chair, or people from Africa who just wouldn't get it at all just because I thought that was kind of hilarious. I tried to do that a couple times. It just didn't work. It just didn't work at all. So that's where I'm at. I feel like it's a weird transitional period where I'm in. Not to mention trying to get a studio going has been a huge task on my end. Trying to get a place that I can afford and will actually let me do the show has been a huge challenge. And I feel like it's all going to be worth it. But I'm just like spun out, dude. I'm just spun out. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I have to do 4 morning radio shows every week. And it's like just super, I don't know, grating. Like it's just weird having to start from number, like just the bottom again. Not the bottom, but radio chemistry wise, the bottom. I have a lot of people that want to come on the show, but they just don't work. They just don't work at all.
Well, man, I think it was a special time, me, you, and Karen. That was like I'm glad I got to be a part of that. That was like a real moment in history too, and like especially the
clowning. It was fantastic. It's a Jack Klassen show. Check it out. We're trying to compliment people. Hey, check it out. What were you saying there, Red Pill Rapper?
I was saying, especially considering the time that it was in history, like we were doing all that crazy shit when like this cooties outbreak was just going down. We were getting locked down. I was going to rallies. Like, that was a really wild time in history. And like for the show, we did a lot, man. That was a very big thing that happened. We got the billboard. Everybody was talking about it. There's these like Reddit forums talking about us. Crazy stuff, like lots of recognition. But I think it's like, for me, dude, it's hard, like the time that it is, it's so late. And man, like, I don't even think people really are aware that like I, at the company I was with, plumbing, I would work from like 8 a.m. until like 11:30 midnight all the time. And then I would like just get home. I'd get on the show with you guys and we'd tear it up till like 2 a.m. I'd sleep for like 4 or 5 hours and do it all over again. Like, and I'm on call. So like I'll get called out in the middle of the night at like 2 a.m. and stuff. But we just like kept hammering. We were all working so hard, and it's frustrating because I think if this world wasn't so fucking upside down and retarded, hard work like that would pay off and would work. But like all you get, if you're anything but this like soyed out, castrated degenerate that the mainstream tries to turn you into, if you're anything but that and you stand in opposition to any of that, you're just the bad man. And there's no leg up. You never catch a break because the infrastructure is totally stacked against you, man. And it's so frustrating because like our show was so special and so awesome, and people like, I don't know, man, it doesn't get the opportunity to get in front of people that will think it's great because it's literally stacked against us. The algorithms are against us. Nobody will take it on because they don't have any balls and they don't want to hear bad words.
When we did get popular, we got totally. Totally set back on DLive. DLive was like, whoa, sorry, pal. We gotta roll you back a little bit. We can't put you on the front page. We can't do any of that stuff. And that's it. I don't even know half the time. I think just to get to us live, you have to go to the actual link, if I'm being honest with you. And DLive's supposed to be a free speech platform.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's I think the last six months of radio has been probably some of the best radio I've heard in almost a decade. In fact, I'd be willing to say that the Jack Klassen Show Radio Network was almost as good as the Howard Channels back in 2005, 2006, at least for that period.
You know what, man?
The only comparison I can think of.
I genuinely, this is something people say when they're just trying to sound like a special boy or something, but I genuinely would have rather been a part of what we were. Like, I'd rather have had that opportunity than to have had a $200,000 a year contract talking about what they tell me to talk about. I'm much happier in this position, and I really mean that, Jack. I really do. Like, because I think you and I have both put ourselves in this box where like we can't really be involved in any sort of mainstream career path because we're thought criminals. You know, we don't get to just apply to an office and like and be like, oh, I'm a nice person, you know, like because we're the bad man. There's articles with our names in it, and there's preconceived notions in people's heads. You know, these things are here.
What website
and
I are you
it's
with?
Worth it.
What website are you What's... with? Thoughtcrimes.ca? Oh, I'm sorry, right. Pal. Sorry, we can't deal with you. Which is weird. Our money is just as good as anyone else's money. Just
of course.
Say, yeah.
Of mind. Course.
Blows my mind. But yeah, no, I think the last little bit has been really, really special. And once again, huge props to Podomatic. Without Podomatic, a lot of this stuff wouldn't have happened. And we just have to wait for the future, I guess. Hopefully the future is just as good. We'll see what happens. But we're in a transitional period right now. It's Jack Classen Show. I'm still on one radio station. I'm still doing mornings in Montana. So we're still winning on that end. And I think you are getting free again, aren't you? Aren't you free?
What do you mean? Point?
You're getting free to do more shows, right?
Yeah, man. Yes. I quit my job.
Yeah, as you should.
So I'll be around.
Exactly. So we'll get things figured out, and we'll try to get back to that November to April, the greatest radio ever, especially for someone who listens online. No comparison. I'm sorry. You look at all those YouTube podcasts and stuff. There was no comparison. We talked to flat earthers. We talked to everyone. We did crazy things. There was female on female sex. There was everything. It was fantastic. It was a good time. Both me and Mitch both got threatened several times on more than one occasion. And once again, it's a Jack Classen Show. We're a special radio show. Anything you want to promote, Red Pill Rapper? I'm too hammered. I gotta end this.
Check out the Jack Classen Radio Network and look up Mitch Murphy on YouTube. You won't regret it.
You got it. You can do 4 shows a week, right?
Sure, man.
I need you, pal.
I'll do my best.
I'm telling you, dog. I'm holding you to it.
All right.
I'm holding you to it. It's a Jack Classen Show. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace and love, guys. Peace and love.
See brother!
Home in the valley. Home in the city. Home isn't pretty. Ain't no home for me. Home in the darkness. Home on the highway. Home isn't my way. Home I'll never be.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Classen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio. That's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Classen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
Well, you're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia.
Hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell, they just tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so
he was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, Red Pilled Rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toker or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toker or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red Pill Rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops, for sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Classen Radio Network, live on thoughtcrimes.ca.